Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Mishnah Gimel has several different halachos in it. We start out talking about the rinds and the shells and pits of Shemitah fruits. So we begin with klipei rimon v'haneit shelo, the rind of a pomegranate and the crown. Right, the pomegranates have like kind of a crown at the top or bottom, depending on which way you're looking at it. Klipi egozim, also walnut shells, v'hagalinim, and fruit pits. So all of these things, yeshlem shvius v'ledeman shvius, they have the mitzvah of kedusha shmita, and not only that, but of course, if you sell them, then they would retain the kedusha shvius, and so does the money. Now, why do these things have Kedusha Shemitah? With regard to the rind and the crown of the pomegranate, as well as the walnut shells, these things are used also in making of dye. And we've already discussed that anything that's used in the making of dye has Kedusha Shemitah. So the fact that they happen to be something that if you're eating the pomegranate, you might consider to be garbage, doesn't change the fact that it has intrinsic value because it's used for dye. And the same thing for the walnut shells. The fruit pits are actually an interesting circumstance because fruit pits can be used for firewood, and they're part of a fruit. They can come from inside of a fruit that already has Kedusha Shvius. And the combination of those two factors is what makes them have Kedusha Shvius. That is to say that what you would use fruit pits for is firewood, right? But firewood typically does not have Kedusha Shvius. So if you had just wood that chopped off of a tree, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, it's just firewood. And the same thing is true with regard to useless, inedible parts of a fruit, right? If it was useless and inedible, then it would also not have Kedusha. But these fruit pits, they come from a fruit that is Kedusha Shvius, and they're useful, right? Because they could be used for firewood. And therefore, they have Kedusha Shvius. That's kind of halacha number one. Halacha number two in our Mishnah is hatzaba, the dyer, the person who makes dye and dyes garments. Tzovei la'atzmo, he is permitted to dye things for himself during Shvius. We've already talked about the fact that you can use Peiros Shvius to dye things, and he can use that to dye stuff for himself. V'lo yitzava b'schar. However, he cannot dye things for payment. Why not? She'eino simschor b'Peiros Shvius, because we don't do business with Shemitah fruits. You can't use Shemitah fruits to support you, to have your livelihood, right? To do business with. Now, while we're on the topic of that you can't do business with Shemitah fruits, the Mishnah is going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, and it's going to give us a list of other things that also have Kedusha that you cannot do business with. These things are all things that have monetary value, that if they are yours, they are your money. You could sell them, but you can't do business with them. So let's go through our list, and this is kind of category number three in our Mishnah. You also can't do business with the following things. V'lo b'vachoros, you can't do business with firstborn animals. Now, firstborn animals, if they have no blemishes, they have no mum, then they must be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach, and the meat goes to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim get the meat, and that's not really the case we're talking about. If the Bechor animal is a Baal Mum, however, if it has certain blemishes, then it can't be brought on the Mizbeach, and as a consequence, you do something entirely different with it, which is to say, you give it to the Kohen, and it now becomes the property of the Kohen. So the Kohen owns now this animal, and it is Chulin, it is not Hektish anymore, it is his, and he can make a barbecue, and he can invite his friends who are not Kohanim. Okay, he also could sell it, but he can't go into business with these things, right? You're not supposed to go into business. If it happens to be that somebody wants to buy it from him, he could sell it, but he can't, you know, kind of put up, a business selling Bechoros. Bechoros are generally usur you're not allowed to work them, you're not allowed to shear them, you're really not supposed to eat them. So the Chazal didn't want keeping them around just to get a better price, right? So you should really eat it and be done with it so that you don't end up by accident doing work with it or shearing it, which you're not allowed to do. The next category of things that that you can't do business with is trumos, right? So truma is given to a kohen. It then becomes the money of the kohen. The kohen can eat it. He can give it away. He can even sell it to another kohen. You're not allowed to let your truma become tame or to rot. And therefore, again, Chazal didn't want you letting it hang around where it might go bad, it might become tame, maybe your non-Kohen friend will eat it. All kinds of bad things can happen if you leave your truma lying around. And of course, if you're in business, then you're going to keep stock and you would not necessarily get rid of it because you're waiting for a good price. So you can't do business with truma either. The next four categories are non-kosher foods. So, right, we're talking about velo b'nevelos. Nevelos are animals that died in any other way besides for kosher shechita. Velo b'trefos. Trefos are animals that were killed properly b'shechita, but they have a serious defect or damage of a specific type that are a specific one of a list of potential damages or blemishes that are listed in Maseches Chulin. Shkatzim are animals that creep, velo b'shkatzim. That's like lizards, weasels, etc. And velo b'ramasim, and not animals that swarm, like bugs. Right? So you can't do business in any of those things. Why not? Because they're not kosher, and you're not allowed to make your living from non-kosher food, selling non-kosher food. Now that we're at the end of the Mishnah, we're actually going to finish up going back to Shemitah, and back to this idea that you can't do business with Shemitah fruits. So the Mishnah says, "V'lo yihia lokeach yarkos sada umocher bashuk." Right, you can't go buy vegetables and then take them to market. Right, so that's doing business. Right, you go and you buy low, sell high. Right, so you go buy it from the farmer and you take it to the market and you sell it for more money. That's called business. You're not allowed to do that. So what can you do? Avalo locate. But you are allowed to pick. We mentioned this before. You're allowed to pick for your family to take stuff home to eat. And you're allowed, when you're picking for the family, if you pick the amount that your family would eat, you are allowed to divert some and sell it. But even in that case, you can't do it yourself, right? Because that's too direct. So you can give it to your son and have him sell it. So if my family would eat... let's say a dozen apples. So I'm allowed to pick a dozen apples and take them home. But I decide I could pick a dozen apples, but I'm only going to bring home six of them. I need some cash. I need the money. We need to buy food for Shabbos. So I'm going to take six of the apples that I'm allowed to pick and I'm going to give them to my son. Then he's allowed to take them and sell them. And of course, give me the money and I will go buy food for Shabbos. Lakach la'atzmo vehosir. Now, that is only if you divert it before it goes to the house. But if, in fact, you brought it home, so I brought home the 12 apples, and they didn't get eaten. So only six of them got eaten. And now I have six apples that are left over, and nobody wants them anymore. So now, mutar l'machran, I can actually sell them myself. I don't have to use this intermediary of my son. I can sell them myself. Because there's not even any marisayin, right? I brought them home. I had them at home. We ate them. And now there's leftovers. I'm allowed to sell without any intermediary.